I'm Annie Botticelli, and this is the Storyteller Forecast for Leo for March 2013. So if Leo is your rising sign or Leo is your sun sign, then this is for you. Last month I was talking about this heavy concentration of planetary energies in your seventh house of partnerships. Many of those planets have now moved on to the next house, which is the second house of partnerships. So this focus on partnerships is not going to leave. It's just going to shift a little bit. So the eighth house specifically rules contracts, inheritances, loans, debt, credit cards, marriage, and also the more esoteric energies of the eighth house is the esoteric realm, the intangible things and metaphysical things. So for many of you, this is going to show up quite literally in the form of contracts, negotiations, possibly inheritances, and for many of you, it's going to be more of a spiritual focus. There are always many different ways that energies can manifest, and we don't ever know how that's going to look like. And for all the ones I listed, there are so many other ways that it can manifest. These are basic summaries that are common. So if you have ever been interested in occult studies, you may be returning to those studies, old books, old classes, thinking of furthering your education in metaphysical things. I have a very high amount of people that contact me who are in jobs that are somewhat mainstream, who have these tremendous intuitive faculties that they have been longing to develop or that they have been developing. And many of you are supposed to be doing this type of work for work. And many of you can make your money and earn your living through this type of work. I can help you move from your old work into this type of work. I had a jobby job before, and I've transitioned where I do spiritual work as my only income. And so if this is resonating with you, contact me. I can help you. There are many people that contact me from all over the world for assistance, and many of those do result in sessions. And there are also people who can't afford a session with me. And it has been weighing on me as I've been wanting to make offerings that are very inexpensive to help people improve their lives when they're not working with a lot of financial resources. So I have launched my new subliminal audio series. And specifically on this topic of being your own boss or improving your financial situation so that you can move into work that you enjoy more that feels like your spiritual calling, click on the link below this video. It will take you to my practical astrology page. You can look up on the headers above for my other pages, and this one is called Subliminal Audios. When you click on that, there's a bundle of five subliminals for Be Your Own Boss. There's a bundle for Becoming a Money Magnet. There's a bundle for Becoming Free from Addictions. And there's one for Wonderful Relationships. There's also 15 single individual subliminals. So if you really want to improve your life and you have minimal resources, you can use this to do that. We are being programmed with subliminal messages somewhat against us all of the time. Marketing when you go into the store, political marketing, all different agendas from people and institutions around us are using the power of the unconscious and subconscious mind and the power of suggestion to access and to manipulate this space. So you can use these same tendencies of the subconscious mind in your favor, and subliminal audios do that. So you can listen to them in the background. The key to them is consistency. You are remapping your brain, so you want to listen to them for at least an hour every day for an extended period of time, you know, at least a month, and then continuing on from there. And you'll be surprised at the things that happen. Very strongly for Leos right now, there's energy regarding Sagittarius energy. So education, teaching, learning, speaking, broadcasting, writing, and also international travel or interactions with people from different countries. You're about a month into that, and the entire month of March will continue this. After Mars leaves that space, it's going to move into the 10th house. It only happens every 2 years. Mars goes through each house about every 2 months. When Mars gets to that place, it's going to be timed very well with April, which is when I'm saying to launch new things. Mercury retrograde right now is not a time to launch new things. But the combination of these callings, internal callings for moving onto your spiritual path for work, the retrograde process is very introspective. Then Mars moving into the 10th house will give you energy to bring all of the work you'll be doing February, March, into action in April. So I hope that you have a wonderful March and take good care.